With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They are being urged to flee the gathering storm. The Israeli military advising Palestinians to evacuate part of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That's fueling speculation that an Israeli ground offensive in the last Hamas stronghold is drawing closer.
The military ordered 100,000 people to move to a nearby area called Mawasi. The evacuation order is a sign that a long-promised ground invasion of Rafah could be imminent. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has repeatedly urged Israel not to carry out the invasion, saying it does not have a credible plan to protect civilians. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes on Rafah remain a regular occurrence. I'm Karen Shamas.
People across the plains advised to keep up to date on the weather as severe storms, including tornadoes, are possible this week. Also at SRNnews.com, Australia says a Chinese fighter jet endangered an Australian Navy helicopter by firing off flares in international waters over the Red Yellow Sea. And China aide President Bob Fu says that since 2020, China has stepped up persecution of targeted individuals abroad, including people in the U.S.
Look at what happened during the last APEC summit between President Biden and President Xi Jinping in San Francisco. Many Hong Konger protesters, Tibetans, Uyghurs were being violently treated and beaten up by those Chinese consulate or embassy organized thugs.
French President Macron has welcomed China's Xi Jinping for a two-day state visit to France. The leaders first talked about trade issues. China's support for Russia in the war in Ukraine is also expected to come up. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 143 points. This is SRN News. A Christian is facing hate crimes charges in Iowa.
There was a time in this country when hating Satan was pretty common, but in Iowa, it's against the law. A judge there has refused to dismiss hate crimes charges against a man who knocked down an image of Satan set up in the state capitol building last Christmas season. Property damage charges were to be expected, but many were surprised when prosecutors leveled the much more grave accusation of violating Iowa's hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina Senate has approved a ban on sex change operations for children. The 27-8 vote in favor included all Republicans present and one Democrat voting for the ban. That came after the remaining Democrats tried to walk out so there wouldn't be enough senators to stay in session, but the vote was called too fast. The South Carolina House passed a bill in January, but the Senate made changes, so either the House can vote to adopt the Senate version, or it will go to a conference committee. This is SRN News. What's troubling the home buying market? Discover Home Loans set out to find out.
The survey found higher interest rates are having a profound impact on American homeowners. 84% who were planning to buy a new home say the interest rates have affected their decision. Of those impacted, 46% indicated they're no longer looking, 35% are less committed in their search, and 30% have lowered their budget. Interest rates are also modifying homeowners' preferred financing options. Only 9% of homeowners plan to use a cash-out refinance for their home improvement project, down significantly from 24% in 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area over the weekend and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says the storm laid down 26.4 inches of snow, making for the snowiest day of the season. More details at srnnews.com.